This is Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. It is a very busy weekend for entertainment around Milwaukee. A little later in the show, we'll talk with Max Weinberg, the drummer for the E Street Band and former Late Night with Conan O'Brien band leader ahead of his Sunday night show.
Playing across town that evening are two of the giants of the comedy universe from the past 40 years. Martin Short is a veteran of the Second City, Saturday Night Live, and dozens of television shows and movies.
30 years ago, he met comedian, actor, and writer Steve Martin when they co-starred in the film The Three Amigos. The two have been touring together recently, along with the bluegrass band The Steep Canyon Rangers, with whom Steve Martin has just released a new album. Steve Martin and Martin Short joined us both by phone. Hello to both of you.
Hello, Mitch.
Hello.
Hello, Mitchell.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good.
You know, actually, before we get any further, because phone interviews are always a little bit weird because it's, you know, not the same sort of, you know, getting to know you process of sitting down in the studio and checking the levels and such. I don't even know where the two of you are right now or what you were doing before you were on the line. So where are you and what were you doing before we started speaking?
I am. We're both in Chicago.
And we came in early yesterday to do a USO show.
Yes.
For young sailors who we think had no idea who we are, but it went well, and we feel that we educated them who we are. And by the end of the show, it was going great.
The show that the two of you are doing, both in Chicago there and this weekend in Milwaukee, with the Steep Canyon Rangers, I gather it's not exactly stand-up. For instance, I gather you are sitting down through at least some of it. How did you conceive of what this show would look and sound like?
It was a process. You know, we started off a few years ago. We were asked to interview each other at the close of the Chicago Just for Last Festival. And it went really well, and we really enjoyed it. And, of course, we're reminded that we have this kind of natural chemistry from years of working and being friends.
And through drugs.
And through yes, absolutely, uppers and downers. And then we just kept evolving the show and adding elements, and then the Steep Canyon Rangers, and then, you know, bits and ideas would formulate. And it's just a great deal of creative fun to do this.
I call it trial and error, mostly error.
That's a way to sell seats.
you have been doing this show for a while, and I think you've known each other for, what, 30 years at this point. How well do you feel like you can read each other on stage?
Oh, I think
on
very
stage?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's off stage I have the problem.
Well, the way I solve that is we exit different sides and we get in separate cars, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's ego-esque.
He's joking.
I am joking. No, I think that beyond all the friendship and all that stuff, I think that Steve and I share a similar comedic sensibility so that I'm able to pick up on his nuance and maybe hopefully top it. But I think we're very in sync, you know. I think off stage and on about what we think.
Yeah, and I also feel that off stage, personally, we have a similar outlook on how to interact. I think we could almost say anything to each other, and it wouldn't be well. You know, you can offend somebody, but you know, we're just at peace with each other socially, I think.
It's interesting. I just talked earlier this week with Max Weinberg, who is Bruce Springsteen's drummer, and he was talking about being able to tell what Bruce was going to do next by seeing what his back muscles are doing, because, of course, he's the drummer and he sits behind him. I'm sure it is just that way with the two of you.
Yes, well, Steve can tell. If my stomach flab suddenly moves to the right, he knows what I'm up to.
Very similar to Bruce Springsteen's back.
Yes.
It's a little more like Bruce Valanche's back.
You know, so not to be, you know, more egghead and less wacky here, but it is kind of a challenging time to be on Earth. Is there something that a show like this can do for its audience, you know, like a release from the stuff that's going on outside the theater for 60 or 90 or, you know, however long minutes?
I'll answer that by telling a really long and boring anecdote.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
It was 1963, and I was working at a place called the Birdcage Theater at Knott's Berry Farm. And I'm also going to school in the day. And so the Birdcage Theater was a show place. Mm-hmm. And I'm on campus, and I look over, and I see a group of people massed around a transistor radio. And I walked over, and I said, "What's going on?" And they said, "They think the president's been shot." I thought, wow. Anyway, I had to go to work, so I got in my car, and I drove, and I'm listening to the radio, and then the report comes in, the president is dead. And that night, we thought, everybody, you can't imagine the grief, the disbelief that something like this could happen, because these weren't common. And I thought, well, for sure, we're going to cancel the show, for sure. And they didn't. They didn't cancel the show. And I thought, this is going to be awful. And I went on, and people were laughing so loud, like twice the response of an ordinary show. And I thought, there must be some truth to the idea of laughter soothing people. How was that?
That was excellent. Well, and you know, I think the thing that gets me, though, is then they still had to leave that show, and they walk out into the night and say, oh, crap, the president is still dead.
Yes, right.
Yeah, but yeah. I do think that, I think for their psyches and for their emotional states, that was good for them. And I think
maybe
that right now, I mean, our show is not a political show, and because it's a divided country, and you want to entertain everyone. And I think that is a great thing right now, because it's so intense and so people are so upset with, some people are so upset with the president that he is the president, that they need an escape from that. They need to either jog or go and see our show.
So, you know, I've been in radio for more than 25 years, but I don't expect people who meet me to talk about, you know, that interview I did, you know, with a Chamber of Commerce director in 1993. But I'm sure you have people.
I love that interview.
Don't put that interview down, dude.
did you love it, Marty? I loved it.
Oh, I thought. I liked the ending disappointed me, but big deal.
But Martin Short, I'm sure you have people quoting Ed Grimley lines to you and Steve Martin. People probably still try to get you to order an omelette du fromage. How do you view your past when your past was so famous?
I tend to live, because I've never stopped doing this. I think it's different if I had retired 4 years ago. I would have a better answer to that. I'm more focused on what I have to pull off today and tomorrow, and happy that that is my scenario. So I don't really dwell on this. People come up, and sometimes, you know, I remember last time I was doing a Broadway show, and you leave the stage door every night, and people would call out lines from sketches, and I would get in the car and try to think, now what is that from? I know it's from something. So you don't really know, but it's always lovely and delightful that people still, that comedy made them happy at one point in their life. It's something you did.
I feel exactly the same way. I almost never, ever look back or really ever think about it that I'm aware of.
Can I ask Steve Martin, for someone who performed for live audiences for a long time, did starting to play music on stage, I don't know, rekindle your enjoyment for going in front of a crowd or you know, kindle a different part of your enjoyment for performance?
No, because when I first started playing live music on stage, I was very unaccustomed to it, to playing with a band. So I always had to be under a certain amount of stress. But now I'm quite comfortable with it. But the thing that really made me really enjoy performing and getting a new attitude towards performing was working with Marty. And because, you know, there's something about working with a partner that is just fun rather than doing it 100% alone. So that's really what's changed me.
So how much would you say that the nature of your friendship and your chemistry really makes up the entertainment?
If we relied on that, I don't think we would be very good. That's just a subtext that's working there. But because we do like to deliver a full, complete show and not sort of say, hey, look how funny we are, you know.
But if it were just two funny people on stage without this sort of natural chemistry between you, it also wouldn't be the same, would it?
No, I agree with that. I think that that is it's tremendously, you know, I mean, when people, I'm from Second City and from improv, and when you bombed, for example, sometimes those were the funniest stories that happened. But if you bomb by yourself, it's not funny. And so the difference is one is a shared experience. And so Steve and I are getting to share all the highs and lows of a you know, various from evening to evening. And then we go out and have a glass of wine and reflect on it and laugh. It's really fun.
I want to ask you, Steve Martin, one quick question about your new album, because it's a terrific album. You know, musically, musically it's wonderful. And, you know, it's also really, you know, funny and sweet. Were you ever at all reluctant to blend your funny and musical selves in that way?
Well, you know, when I first started playing music again on stage, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what if I should do any comedy, or was that, you know, stupid, or did it make it not serious? And I was talking to a friend of mine, not Marty. Yes, Marty, I have another friend. I know that hurts, but
it
I do
hurt.
Have another
because, you know
friend.
What, you know what hurts? Is because I know it's not true.
So anyway, my other friend who was in the music world, he said, if you go out there and just play music and don't do any comedy, that's cheating the audience. Or not giving them what they expect. And I read, they actually expect it. Okay, I got it. And then I put comedy in. And that it was the correct decision, I think. And that's why I hire Marty to be in my show.
Okay, so I don't know if I get to call you this, but Marty, is there a similar significance to being able to be funny on stage with Steve the way, you know, it sort of rekindled his enjoyment for performance?
Well, don't think I've ever gone through phases where I wasn't on stage for a long time now. But
I think you're a less anxious performer than I am naturally working alone.
Yeah, well, Steve cares more, and that's his gift.
I guess it is.
All right, so let me ask you one more question, and that is, you know, Steve, you mentioned what a big fan you are of Milwaukee, having been through here before, and I know the two of you have done this show here before. So do you have particular dairy themed or sausage themed material that you call on for a show like this?
Yeah, we actually have not come up with any dairy themed or sausage themed material, which is a real sign.
Yeah. Well, not yet, anyway.
As we're having this conversation, you have a couple of days, so, you know, consider yourselves on notice.
I would think, bringing up what we were talking about before, I would think the audience would want to forget about dairy and sausage.
So this is really aimed at the lactose intolerant or the vegetarians?
Yes, exactly.
Well, listen, on behalf of my childhood, Martin Short, thank you for wearing out my VCR. And Steve Martin, thank you for kind of forming the entire background of my whole sense of humor.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Comedian Steve Martin and Martin Short speaking with us ahead of their Sunday night performance at Milwaukee's Riverside Theater. It's called An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life. They'll be accompanied by the bluegrass band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, with whom Steve Martin just released a new album called The Long-Awaited Album.